Houston, the Eagle has landed.
All right, number one, space. I always loved space growing up. You know, you watch Magic School Bus, you know, Miss Frizzle turns the school bus into a spaceship and you're going to space and you watch all these movies and stuff. Space Jam was my favorite movie growing up with Michael Jordan. And then I think I saw it was Armageddon or something like that. And like, I don't know if it was Bruce Willis or whoever it was. Something happened where, like, I think he took his helmet off and, like, he froze to death instantly. I said, oh, shit, like, nah, man. Space is scary as hell. I don't want nothing to do with space. I don't want to be an astronaut. I used to want to be an astronaut. Now I don't want to be an astronaut anymore. Number two, eagles. Number three, I'm afraid of ships. Ships. S-H-I-P-S. Number four, I'm afraid of what other people think about me. I've always had like a serious demeanor and like, you know, even when I was a really small kid. So people would say, what's wrong? Why are you angry? Why are you upset? And it would always confuse me. So like, I would go home and look in the mirror and look at myself and say, like, what is wrong with me? Like, why are people asking me this? So I would, like, try to find, like, a less angry or intimidating face or something like that. You know, growing up and experiencing those kinds of things have been a great teacher for me. Like, I don't judge anyone for anything, like, because I don't like how it feels when people do it to me. Number five, I have fear of being average and not reaching my potential. Number six, water bugs. That's something that I've kind of, you know, got rid of just a little bit. Because if someone is screaming, ah, water bug, I will kill the water bug and protect them. Number seven, volcanoes. Number eight? Fear of being forgotten. Number nine? Fear of being alone. You know, I lost my mother a couple years ago, and I've definitely experienced some loneliness with not having her around. I remember telling my dad, I said, Dad, you're lonely right now, but like, we have to figure out how to be alone. When I'm like left with my thoughts, I start to think about things that maybe, you know, these thoughts creep in my head. I had a sister named Joanna, and she passed away when she was maybe two or three. And when I was, maybe I was five or six, I remember vividly when Joanna died, I laughed. I remember laughing. I don't know why I laughed. But when she didn't come home the next day or the next day, it was tough. It was like an eye-opening experience for me. Like, whoa, like this is real. Death is real. Number 10, change. I don't like change. I think that's what I have, yeah. My name is Jared Marcel, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, Joanna Solitaroff, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? that I already met my soulmate, but at that second, I was like hitching up my pants or something, and they looked over and were like, What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
The ants would take over the world. Ants would take, like, we would be in a, humans would be eradicated immediately if ants were, you know, bigger. Like, if ants were, like, the sizes of cats, we would be done.